The following message is from Call to Worship, a one-hour program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with inspirational comments. This podcast is the devotional portion of the radio broadcast. Here with our message is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
In your hand. God asked Moses what was in his hand. This was in the context of Moses giving reasons that he could not do what God was telling him that he could do. There are many lessons that God teaches us through the life and times of Moses. One that I have shared with people many times is found in Exodus 4. Moses doubted that he would be able to accomplish what God was instructing him to do. This all began with Moses meeting the angel of the Lord in the burning bush. In Exodus 3:8, God tells him that he has come down to rescue his people from the power of the Egyptians and lead them out of Egypt into the promised land. Moses protested, citing a what-if, basically reasons or excuses that he was not able to do what God was asking him to do. In Exodus 4, we read, "But Moses protested again. What if they won't believe me or listen to me? What if they say, 'The Lord never appeared to you'?" Then the Lord asked him, "What is that in your hand?" "A shepherd's staff," Moses replied. "Throw it down on the ground," the Lord told him. So Moses threw down the staff, and it turned into a snake. Moses jumped back. Then the Lord told him, "Reach out and grab its tail." So Moses reached out and grabbed it, and it turned back into a shepherd's staff in his hand. "Perform this sign," the Lord told him, "then they will believe that the Lord, the God of their ancestors, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, really has appeared to you." God even provided other signs for Moses to perform. Then Moses cited his lack of speaking ability. Ultimately, God did as he said he would, using Moses to lead the children of Israel. When we come to a fork in the road or a place that looks like the end of the road, let God's word come to your mind. Think about Proverbs 3. "My son, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and years of life and peace will they add to you. Let not steadfast love and faithfulness forsake you. Bind them around your neck, write them on the tablet of your heart. So you will find favor and good success in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths." God will provide wisdom when we ask. "Ask and you will receive," James 1. "Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. But let him ask in faith with no doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind." As Paul reminded the Philippians in Philippians chapter 4, "But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." 2 Timothy 3, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." God will give us strength for doing what He leads us to do. It's been said that where God guides, He provides. Philippians 4, verse 13, "I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me." 1 Chronicles 29, "Both riches and honor come of Thee, and Thou reignest over all, and in Thy hand is power and might, and in Thy hand it is to make great and to give strength to all." Psalm 29, "The Lord will give strength unto His people. The Lord will bless His people with peace." God will show you what to do and give you the strength to get her done. Listen to the benediction to the Hebrews, found in chapter 13. "Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do His will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in His sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Folks, remember this important lesson. When you find yourself listing all the reasons that you can't do something that you sense God wants you to do, well, remember God's question to Moses, which was actually in the form of instructions. There will be times when that will happen to you. You and I will come up with questions, concerns, and reasons we should do something else or nothing at all. Well, that's when we should look what God has put in our hands. Many times we will see that God has already prepared us for that opportunity. His provision is right there or is on its way. Trust and obey, a great way to be happy in Jesus. Praise God, He is faithful. Look back over your life and you'll see that He provided and provided and provided again. Praise Him.
The Call to Worship program is a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. To hear the entire program, visit us online at calltoworship.us.